shows the tides and by the nation.
Can keep the tongues under your breath. Let's open our Bibles. 2 Peter chapter 1. Praise God. 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. Shall never fall, sorry. So he says, you have, you're called by God, you know, in 1 Timothy. Verse 12 says, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who had enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. So we are called of God. We are called faithful already. Every believer, your qualification for ministry is what? The Spirit of God in you. Praise God. So we are already called faithful by God. But here it says that what? It says that there are things that you must what? You must give diligence to make your election sure that you will not fall. Praise God. So we'll just start from that verse 3, and you know, go through it. According as his divine power, verse 3, please. According as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that called us unto glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. So, okay, praise God. He has given us precious promises. All these, they are things that God has given unto us. Praise God. He now said, because of our nature, this divine nature, what happens? We are given a divine assignment. So, this divine assignment is the calling of God, and we are already equipped for it. Praise God. But he now says, and beside this, now, that beside this in other translations, you can see what he's talking of is based on this. Praise God. Based on this, giving all diligence, add to your faith what? Virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. Praise God. We'll be hitting that. And to patience, what? Godliness. Now, godliness speaks of devotion, speaks of diligence, it speaks of our religion. Okay, just flip your Bibles to 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. Sorry, 1 Timothy 3, 16. And he said, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. So now, what is our godliness? What is our devotion? We can say Christianity is a religion. Why? Because it's our devotion. This is what we are devoted to. Now, what is our devotion? That God became a man. God became a man. He was on the earth. What? He died for the sins of men. And this is what we preach to men. Praise God. This is our calling. And we must be devoted to this cause. Praise God. You know, when people get excited, there's a spark when you start a new thing. And after you start it, what happens? The zeal, you know, it begins to die. But no, men need to be committed to this ministry, to this godliness, to Christ, to Christ's ministry. There is a devotion, there is a commitment that will cause us not to fall. Praise God. Praise God. We remind ourselves of this.
For this curse of Christ, I will live and live.
everything aligns to serve men for God. For this cause of Christ, I will live on earth. Everything aligns to serve men for God. Consistently devoted to your will every day. Continually, consistently devoted to your will every day. Devoted to your will, devoted to your plan, devoted to your service every day. Continually, consistently devoted to your will every day. Continually, consistently devoted to your will. The ministry of Jesus, this ministry is copy and paste. And we start all over again, we copy and paste. It's that consistency, doing the same things over and over and over and over again. Word forever. Doctrine forever. Doggedness forever. Miracles forever. Copy and paste forever. Oh, continually, consistently devoted to your will every day. Continually, consistently devoted to your will. Devoted to your will, devoted to your plan, devoted to your service every day. I'll never get weary of doing the same things. I'm obedient to Christ. I'll never get weary of doing the same things. I'm obedient to God. So we learn hard, we teach hard, we pray hard, and we love hard. We are devoted to Christ.
So we learn hard, we teach hard, we pray hard. We learn hard, we teach hard, we pray hard, we love hard, we are devoted
over and over and over
to Christ.
We do the same thing. We learn hard.
So we learn hard,
we teach hard, hard.
We pray hard, we love hard, we are devoted to Christ.
So we learn hard,
we learn. We are devoted to Christ.
For this cause of Christ,
I will live on earth. Everything aligns.
My job aligns
to serve men for God.
My career aligns
for this cause of Christ.
For the service of Christ,
I will live on earth.
Everything, family aligns. They all align
to serve men
that
for
I
God.
Serve men for this cause of Christ.
I will live on earth. everything aligns to serve Him for God.
So we learn hard, we teach hard, we pray hard, and
we learn hard. We are devoted to Christ. To Christ.